Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Game, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Jim Donovan is going to be with us just a second. We're getting him on the line. Jim is a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. I'm going to look up here in a minute. We got the records on all this, folks. We keep up with these things. We know when you've been doing this as long as I've been doing it. You know, we're kind of like baseball. We know what your batting average is. We know when you got here and how many times you've been at bat and what you said during all those times. We know all those things. And so let's see what I got here. Jim Donovan, in fact, tomorrow is his 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Jim Donovan is one of the guys we go to when we try to gain and maintain some balance in our lives. And he's the author of a number of books, including Handbook to a Happier Life. And he's our good friend, Jim Donovan. Welcome back to the show.
You're always 11 years, huh?
How about it? Wow. Happy anniversary, 11 years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Can you believe that?
I'm amazed you've been doing this long. I'm talking about dedication, man.
Well, wait a minute. You're not supposed to be that amazed.
No. Good. How many shows have you done?
Oh, I don't know. If you do, 200 and what was it, 260 a year for 11 years.
That's 2,800 shows, roughly.
Something like that, and plus you multiply that by four interviews a day, and so that's a lot of folks. But wow. You know what, Jim? You know about this. I'm a small business owner, just like you. Yep. We show up, don't we?
That's it. You got to get dressed for the mall, you know.
Yeah. We show up, and we show up every day, and that's what a lot of people don't get about what's going on in the marketplace. I think, Jim, I still think that we got a lot of people in Washington who still don't understand the power that is America's small businesses. What do you think?
No, they don't. I think they're clueless about it, personally. I mean, you can hear that. You hear that in all the dialogue that goes on. All the media talks about big company layoffs and blah, blah, blah. They're not talking about the small business that's hiring people, or small businesses that are starting and growing and all that stuff.
Exactly.
There's a disconnect there.
And I heard the president's speech last night. He mentioned small business for about 3 seconds.
Okay.
And that was it. That was it. And he should have talked about small business for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I do think he gets it, though. I mean, I think he really understands that part of it.
I'm not so sure.
I just wonder about the rest of them.
Well, he talks about it, but I haven't seen any evidence of it yet. We'll see. We'll have to see about that. We're going to give him a little more time. Jim, there's a lot of fear in the marketplace right now. A lot of small business owners are fearful about what's going on. Talk to us about how to deal with that.
Well, you know, I wrote something about that last week in my newsletter that I said to say people are feeling fearful is a huge understatement. Freaking out would be more accurate. And that's kind of what's happening, because if you start watching the media and the news, no offense to your media, but the mainstream news people are talking about nothing but problems. Well, I'm seeing people doing work. I'm seeing people starting businesses. I'm seeing people starting jobs. I'm seeing people grow businesses. I see all kinds of things happening in social media, on the Internet. Nobody's talking about that. All they're talking about is the negative. And if that's all you hear all day, you're going to start getting depressed. But there are some things that you can do. You know, the Course in Miracles says something to the effect that there's nothing has any meaning other than that which we give it. So you can look at any given situation
Say that again, Jim.
Nothing has any meaning other than that which we give it. So I could look at a situation, okay? A company lays off 10,000 people. I could look at that and say, wow, that's really terrible. Oh, that's awful. These poor people, blah, 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 blah. Or I could look at that and say, where is there an opportunity? I mean, if you're running an outplacement business right now, you're overwhelmed with customers. If you're running career counseling, you're overwhelmed with customers. There's always another side to whatever is happening. There's always, the yin and the yang, not to get too metaphysical.
That's the beauty of the marketplace.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to look. To me, it's a Wayne Gretzky. You know, I'm not going to skate where the puck is. I'm going to skate where it's going.
Right.
So where is it going right now? Where is the opportunity? I've been talking to builders here where I live. I live around a lot of contractors here out in the woods, and they're all depressed. And I'm saying, okay, forget what you did and forget what you're doing. Where's the opportunity going forward? Look around. What's growing? What's moving? You know, what's happening in green energy? There's going to be a whole lot of contracting work happening in renewable energy stuff. And they're sitting there just kind of, you know, with that deer in the headlights look on their face because they're stuck in fear. It's not them personally. It's just that's what happens. That's the problem with fear. If you're in fear, you're frozen. You literally can't move forward.
One of the things, Jim, I've been saying along the lines of what you just said is I've been telling people that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. And that's what you said. That's what you were saying to those builders. You know,
you don't have to
leave the construction business and go become a cobbler or a tailor or a cook or whatever. But you got to find another way to be relevant to your customers.
Sure. Well, it's the old airline. It's the airline railroad story. You know, railroads thought they were in the railroad business. They didn't realize they were in the people moving business.
Exactly, or in the transportation business. That's exactly
transportation.
Right.
Or an author who, you know, if I look at it and say, well, I write books. No, I convey information. If books disappear and everybody buys an Amazon Kindle, I don't care. I'm the information guy. I don't care about the format. I'm not going to get married to the paperback book with pages in it. And I think that's a real important component. Like you said, people have to, you know, love what you're doing, but don't get stuck in how you do or specifically what that is from day to day.
Well, see, you and I came up at a time, Jim, when you could do that. You could kind of fall in love with how you do it because you could do something for 5 or 10 or 20 years, the same darn thing over and over again. In the 21st century, we don't have that luxury.
No, and I don't think, you know, they talk about kids that are growing up today, or the people in their 20s today are expected to have something on the order of 7 different careers.
Right.
Which
not just jobs.
Kind of cool. I've had at least that many.
Yeah.
I'm a little ahead of my time here with that one.
Handbook to a Happier Life is your book. Jim, tell us where it's available, please.
Everywhere. Handbook to a Happier Life is in bookstores. It's on Amazon and all of that. This is Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal. And I'm going to have, by the way, remind me, I have a free gift for your listeners at the end of this here. I'm making one of my books available.
Give us your website.
www.jimdonovan.com. You know, there is something.
Hold on to that thought, Jim. I'm going to let you tell us more about that. We come back after these messages. More to come after these commercial break. This commercial break is 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
It rolls around the sun. Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on the edge of life. Just like all.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. You can find my blog there. You can find my knowledge base, Ask Jim there, AskJim.biz there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. However much time you have, 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between, we've got something you can listen to or read that will be associated somehow with whatever you've got on your mind. All you got to do is check it out when you get a chance. Jim Donovan is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, celebrating 11 years. Jim, thank you so much for being part of our Brain Trust for 11 years. You are an original member of our Brain Trust.
Well, that's wild. I'm honored. That's been fun. I always have a good time. I'm just sitting here Twittering about this, by the way. You're all over Twitter this morning, at least my world of Twitter. For what it's worth. There's something, you know, we were talking about fear before, and I want to get this out before I forget. Everybody knows the statement that Roosevelt said, that we have nothing to fear but fear itself, which people may not know that was actually written by Napoleon Hill. But there's another piece of that that says, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. I think that's the more important piece of that statement. That's the problem. If you're in fear, you're retreating when you should be advancing. And he was talking about war, but we can talk about business or anything else. And I think that's an important component. Hello?
Oh. You had an offer for my audience. Jimmy, you there? Oh, he said he had an audience, an offer. I was going to, somehow we lost him. We're having a little adventure radio today, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes the, some, you know, all the connections that we try to make on the show here with our guests and you know, the network and everything, it's sometimes it's a little, dicey. It only happens every so often. You know, one of the things that, that I was kind of happy about last night watching the president was that he sounded more upbeat. And Jim Donovan and I was talking about the President Obama last night, and I was pleased to see him acting more positive and more upbeat than he has in times past. I felt that he was not setting the right tone to help us be less fearful in the previous talks that he had with us and with different audiences. He was a lot more upbeat yesterday.
Well, you know, somebody may have reminded him, that's just my own opinion for what it's worth, that we don't need a president to come on the air and tell us how bad things are. We need somebody who can rally the troops.
And well,
when he said that, we'll
don't...
emerge stronger than ever, that's the kind of stuff people need to hear.
Right.
Because everything becomes a fulfilling, self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's whatever you're believing, whatever you're acting on is what's going to start creating your future. And we can do that individually.
Well, and the thing is to me, what he needs to be doing... is he doesn't need to be coming on telling us everything's going to be great. He needs to be coming on saying, you know, I believe in you. I believe in us.
Right. Yeah. So there's a whole thing. I wrote something a while back called Ignore Reality, which people kind of tilted on that one. But the truth of it is, if your current reality is not what you want, you can't focus on your current reality because you'll just keep recreating it. Because we create what we focus on, right? So you've got to get past that. You've got to go into an imaginary better condition and see that. And then you'll start seeing it show up in your life. It starts with the thought. Everything follows thought. I mean, that's been written about for forever.
Right.
And we need to remember that, especially in times like this. If I'm looking at the present problem, I'm just going to keep seeing the problem. I'm recreating the problem in my own life. I think for me, it's an individual thing. What's happening in the rest of the world, I can't control. But I can control my own thoughts. And that's an important piece. Well, I've got to watch that on a moment-to-moment basis.
That's exactly right. But if you're a small business owner and your business is off and you're faced with the prospect of laying people off and that sort of thing, it's tough. It's a tough challenge, isn't it, Jim, to stay positive, to get up on top of that?
It is. And one of the fastest ways to do that, by the way, is to just come from what's working. So Kurt Wright taught people in Breaking the Rules. What's working? There's always something working. Always something going right. And then from there, you can go into gratitude and appreciation. But if you just start there, what's working in this situation, and start listing those things, you've shifted the energy, and law of attraction takes over. Now you start attracting more positive things. So maybe you don't have to lay those people off, because maybe while you're doing this exercise, you discover a new market that you hadn't been looking at. But there's always something, no matter what. And I've been up against the wall, you know that, and I know you have.
Yep.
You go to what's working, and you come off the wall. Because you can't... There's no value in doing anything else.
There's the most important word, though, in what you just said is working.
Yeah.
No, you cannot stop. You gotta stay in the marketplace. You gotta meet the world halfway, don't you?
Oh yeah. Well, that's the problem with fear, because fear makes you the deer in the headlights again.
It mobilizes you.
Yeah. You sit there and you go, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I'm scared, and you just keep looking at the problem and around and around and around. And I've done that in the past. In my past life, I did things like that, and it got me the homeless. It's not a good way to go.
When things are the most frightening, if I could tell you to do one thing, it would be make sure that you move. What do you think, Jim?
Absolutely. I mean, you want a good example. Look at the plane that went down in the Hudson River. Had that pilot gotten into fear, they would have trashed that whole thing.
That's right.
He
made a decision. He made a decision and took it in. Hey, Jim, give us that website one more time, please.
JimDonovan.com. I want to give you another one because I'm offering for the limited time a free copy of Stop Living Paycheck to Paycheck, because there's ideas in there that even a business owner can use to add some income streams. It's that Paycheck to Paycheck. I'm sorry?
Give us the website, please.
PaycheckToPaycheckBook.com.
PaycheckToPaycheckBook.com. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Thanks for being here. Good job. Folks, check that out. Get that free copy. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.